What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, awesome people. Welcome back to Unfollowed, how to break the algorithm and rewire your brain for focus. I'm your host, Nova Lane, and let me tell you, today's topic hits close to home. We're diving deep into something we all struggle with at times, that pesky little voice in our head that whispers doubts, throws shade on our dreams, and makes us second-guess everything. Yep, we're talking about self-doubt. Ever felt like you're on the verge of a breakthrough, but then bam, that inner critic swoops in and says, nope, not good enough. You know that feeling when you've got this amazing idea bubbling inside, but you hold back because you're afraid it won't work? Well, let me tell you, you're absolutely not alone. Self-doubt is like the ultimate buzzkill. It can stop us from taking risks, pursuing our passions, and ultimately living a life that feels truly fulfilling. But here's the good news. Self-doubt is conquerable. We can learn to quiet that inner critic, build unshakable confidence, and unlock our true potential. And trust me, this isn't about becoming some superhuman who never doubts anything, because let's be real, that's impossible. It's about recognizing those negative thoughts for what they are, just thoughts. They don't define us, they don't have to control us. So, what are the key takeaways? Let's break it down. 1. Awareness is key. The first step to overcoming self-doubt is acknowledging its presence. Pay attention to those negative voices in your head. What triggers them? What kind of stories do they tell you? By becoming aware of these patterns, we can start to challenge and reframe them. 2. Challenge your inner critic. Don't let that inner critic get away with saying mean things. When those doubts creep in, ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence supports it? What would I say to a friend who was thinking this way? Often, we're our own harshest critics, and we need to treat ourselves with the same kindness and compassion we'd offer to others. 3. Focus on your strengths. Instead of dwelling on your perceived weaknesses, celebrate your accomplishments, big and small. Make a list of your strengths, skills, and qualities you're proud of. Remind yourself regularly of what you're capable of. 4. Step out of your comfort zone. Growth happens outside our comfort zones. Don't let fear hold you back from trying new things, taking risks, and pursuing opportunities that excite you. Remember, even if things don't go perfectly, every experience is a learning opportunity. 5. Surround yourself with positive people. The people we spend time with influence our thoughts and beliefs. Seek out supportive friends, mentors, and communities who encourage your growth and celebrate your successes. Let me tell you a quick story about this. Remember that friend who always seemed to have it all together? The one who effortlessly nailed presentations, started their own business, and never seemed to sweat the small stuff. Well, guess what? Even they struggled with self-doubt. I learned this firsthand when we were catching up recently. She confessed that she still gets nervous before big events, worries about making mistakes, and sometimes questions her abilities. It was such a revelation. Suddenly, I realized that everyone, even the seemingly confident ones, grapple with these feelings. Think about it, self-doubt is a universal human experience. We all have moments of insecurity, fear, and uncertainty. But the key difference lies in how we choose to respond. Do we let those doubts paralyze us, or do we use them as fuel to grow stronger? So, remember this. You are capable, you are worthy, and your dreams are within reach. Don't let self-doubt hold you back from living a life that feels truly amazing. Take action today, identify one thing you've been doubting yourself about, challenge that thought, and take a small step towards overcoming it. And as always, share your thoughts with me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay focused, stay inspired, and most importantly, believe in yourself.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.